For those of you who have done this with me before, you already know how this goes. And for everybody else, I want you to give yourself the freedom to play, pretend, and imagine. Realize there's a wonderful part inside of your mind that already knows everything you need. And that part inside of your mind already knows what got stuck, where it got stuck, and how to release it. And that part inside of your mind is going to guide you wherever you need to go. That part may follow along with me, or it may take you on a completely different journey. I don't know where that part inside of your mind is going to take you, but I do know that wherever it takes you is exactly where you need to go to do whatever it is you are ready for today, to process through and release, to shift or change any of the stories that you are ready to change or shift today. So bring your attention now to your breathing, with every breath relaxing, releasing, and letting go. Letting any and all of the thoughts of your day come on in and drift on by, like a bird or a cloud in the sky, drifting further and further with every breath. Relaxing, releasing, and letting go. Feeling any of the weight of the world you've been carrying on your shoulders melting away more and more with every breath from this moment forward. And then imagine yourself now in your most perfect place. This is a place where you are absolutely safe and secure, a place where you can allow your creative imagination to run wild. And in that most perfect place, I want you to imagine that wonderful part inside of your mind, bringing up to the surface of your conscious mind all of those fears and doubts and insecurities, all of those moments that you felt like a fraud, all of those moments that you felt like you were not good enough. And I want you to set the intention for that wonderful part inside of your mind to bring up to the surface of your conscious mind one specific moment that comes to mind when you felt like a fraud, when you felt like you were not good enough. And if anybody found out, the game would be over. That one time, that one moment that comes to your mind. And that part inside of your mind is exactly the right moment to bring up that holds the key to your release, the key to your awareness, the key to your understanding. And just take a moment and experience that feeling. All of these people must be lying to you. They don't know the real you. If they knew that you didn't know what you were doing, you'd be out of here in a second. Notice that fear. Notice how unsafe that feels. So you constantly show up and do more and do more and do more to prove yourself. And maybe you don't even know who you're proving yourself to, but you continue showing up to do more and to do more and to do more and to do more to prove yourself. And then I want you to set the intention for that wonderful part inside of your mind to bring you all the way back through space and time to the root memory that holds the key to your release today. The root memory that holds the key to why you feel like you're not good enough. And that part inside of your mind is exactly the right memory, the right moment to bring up to the surface of your conscious mind. Letting your mind bounce around from one thought, one memory to another memory, cycling through until one specific memory, person, situation, or circumstance comes into your mind. Whenever that memory, person, situation, or circumstance comes into your mind, I want you to simply observe this for a moment. And it might surprise you when it comes in. This situation, this memory, the circumstance, this person, the exact moment that holds that key to your release. Going all the way back through space and time, and I want you to notice how that felt, how old you were, whether you were indoors or outdoors, whether it was daytime or nighttime, who the person was, what the situation was, and most importantly, how you felt back then, how that little kid inside of you felt, having their confidence annihilated, taken away, dismissed, never feeling good enough from that moment forward, always proving, hoping, wishing, and dreaming that somebody could see you. and finding it really hard for you to even see yourself. So letting that memory come into your mind, noticing any emotions that come up, and give yourself a few moments to just feel those emotions, all of that crappy stuff. Feel it for a few moments and give yourself the freedom to go deeper into it, feeling it more intensely, more deeply, because underneath that feeling is your freedom. And we'll get to rewriting the story in a moment. We'll get to shifting and changing this in your brain in a moment. For now, simply acknowledge the feeling. Realize that feeling is a valid feeling that you deserve to feel. Absolutely squashed, your confidence obliterated, your happiness and your joy taken from you in that moment. Feeling very, very unsafe, uncertain, unsure. Doubting yourself at every turn from that moment forward. Whatever that storyline is for you. And then imagine getting to the bottom of that feeling, making it so intense, so horrible, the worst feeling in the world, until your mind breaks through to the other side of that feeling where it just is done. Done feeling like you are the worst thing in the world. Done feeling like you're not good enough. Done feeling horrible. Insecure, uncertain, unsafe. And imagine for a moment just feeling a nothingness, a peace, a calm, whatever that feeling is for you, whatever your mind breaks through into underneath all of those old feelings. With a deep breath, releasing and letting go. And now let's take a look at that very same story objectively, as if you were somebody on the outside. And I want you to notice now the insecurity that it would take, the self-doubt that it would take for somebody to dismiss this child, for somebody to make this child feel bad. So that insecurity wasn't yours. You didn't deserve to feel like you weren't good enough. So whoever that person was, notice how sad and alone, uncertain and unsure and unsafe they might feel. And then imagine now, shifting and changing that story in your mind. Imagine now becoming the person you always wanted in that moment, the kind of a person who could support you and lift you up, who could build that excitement, who could help you to feel better about yourself, more confident, more worthy, more valuable. Imagine becoming that person. Person that you wished you always had. And imagine doing everything that you can to help that child recognize how amazing they are and how amazing they have always been, regardless of what anybody has ever said to you or what anybody has ever done to you to take that away from you. And imagine stepping into that confidence now. Imagine receiving the greatest hug in the world from that version of you that is so supportive. Feeling safe, loved, accepted, and pretty damn awesome just for being you. And then imagine going through life and feeling more confident at every turn, that confidence building within you stronger and stronger. Traveling through space and time, blending, melding, merging, integrating with this version of you that is pretty good at learning things, at helping people, at leading people and imagine the potential to be a leader because of everything that was taken from you in any given moment, all of the people, situations, and circumstances, all of those memories and times and moments that you didn't feel like you were good enough, motivating you and driving you to become the best you could possibly be because of the crappy moments in life, because of the crappy people in life that took away your confidence because they didn't feel confident. Because anybody who is confident will help you to feel more confident yourself. They will lift you up instead of tear you down. Because anybody who chooses to tear somebody else down is doing so out of fear. Not safety, not love, not acceptance, but fear. So imagine feeling safe and building up your confidence over time, doing more and more to feel better and better, to recognize in the mirror how amazing you have been your entire life, and giving yourself a few moments to actually believe it. And then continuing over time to get confident, strong, to realize just how well you have showed up for yourself. Allowing yourself the freedom to bring all of that back with you, that confidence, that connection, the presence, the ability to see yourself as you are, to see other people as you are, to see yourself as confidently as you see other people. Every person that you have ever put on a pedestal, every person that you have seen greatness in, imagine seeing yourself the very same way. Because underneath the surface, that's a part of what you're doing. It's safe for you to see greatness in other people. But deep down inside, you really want to experience that greatness for yourself. So imagine feeling that great. And at first, it might seem a little uncomfortable, but over time, you will start to believe it. So imagine bringing all of that back with you, that confidence, that mirror of genuine objectivity, the ability to see yourself more clearly, coming back into present state, back into present time, back into this moment here and now. And opening your eyes when you're ready.